your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Welcome back. Jimmy and I are back. We're going to continue to talk about what is not continue, but we're going to talk now on a different subject. We're going to get into what Elon Musk is resulting from his takeover of Twitter, of some of the messages that he is going to put out to the public. I think this is a very interesting thing personally that's going on, and I applaud Elon Musk for doing that. Jimmy, why don't you give us a start?
Sure. So this week there's been, it started last Friday night. There was an initial release of information from Twitter files and emails by Matt Taibbi, an independent journalist, who outlined some serious efforts by Twitter executives to control speech and to silence individuals, especially individuals with conservative views or positions against either COVID, or in particular, what Matt Taibbi focused on was the silencing of the Hunter Biden laptop story in October in 2020 prior to the election.
Yeah.
Now, what most polls show is about 1 in 6 Democrat voters who voted for Biden would not have voted for him had they been aware of the laptop contents and the involvement of Joe Biden with Chinese businesses and Ukrainian businesses through his son Hunter's companies. That would have potentially changed the outcome of the election. And that isn't to include the ridiculous pictures and the corruption of Hunter Biden himself. And, that's irrelevant. What is very important is the indications on that laptop that have been proven true that he was directly involved with his father in corrupt activities and influence buying from both the Chinese government and other foreign entities.
That's what's going on all over. You can add the Ukraine to China, and I'm sure there are many, many other instances, similarities, I guess I should say, of agreements that our president really profited significantly from.
That's right. And so the problem, okay, so this is what Matt Taibbi put out in the first tranche. And one of the nuggets in there was that Jim Baker, the former senior legal advisor, the senior lawyer for the FBI under James Comey, and then quit because of the Russian collusion narrative, that he oversaw and allowed to continue to getting illegal warrants on people like Carter Page. And of course, attacked General Mike Flynn.
Yeah.
Jim Baker was reviewing and editing the release to Matt Taibbi as the Twitter lawyer. Elon Musk found out about it and immediately fired, I believe it was on Tuesday.
Yeah,
it was. Jim Baker.
Yeah.
So here you have a senior government official, an FBI officer, with one of the most powerful, positions in the legal system in our nation, law enforcement position, using his power to undermine a presidential authority and then to silence opposition and information that was actually directly linked to the 2020 election of that same president that he tried to undermine previously. This is insane. I mean, it's unbelievable the level of corruption that these officials within agencies of the U.S. government have come forward. And this is only the beginning. This is just the beginning.
Jim, give some predictions of what you think, how you think this will continue, would you? Just your thoughts, just your opinions, man.
Sure. So, I'll give you some more facts of what's happening right now. So Barry Weiss, another independent journalist, a very well-respected one that has kind of moved away from the corrupt media, corporate media talking points, the leftist and progressive Democrat support talking points, in particular on the COVID lockdowns. She actually is now releasing the second tranche of information, and her, and this is without Jim Baker's review of some of these documents. Barry Weiss is actually pointed out that there was a complete organized effort by senior members of the Twitter staff to blacklist, shadow ban, and censor conservative viewpoints on massive level. Now, what's interesting about this is Twitter executives, including Jack Dorsey, who was the previous CEO, testified under oath in Congress that they did not do this. So these people are susceptible to, I mean, if there's any Department of Justice oversight at all, and there may be because, you know, there's a lot of angst and animosity on the left from, you know, big tech control as well, they may be facing what many people in the Trump administration faced, which was lying to Congress. We'll see if, I don't know if the Garland regime under in the DOJ is willing to prosecute anybody that's politically against their positions, but this will be a tremendous test. And what, where the prediction, so your point, you know, your question on, you know, my predictions and thoughts on the future, what's happening here, there's another case that actually is more important than what's happening with the Twitter release. The Twitter release is providing information to people that didn't understand it in the past. Many people on the left are fighting against him, but these are influencers on the left and journalists on the left that are basically mouthpieces for the Democratic Party. A bunch of people that were not aware of what was happening in the middle, either independents or even Democrats that didn't ever hear of these problems, are now getting an open flow of information on what happened. That's going to have a very big impact. But the other case, which is more important, is this Missouri versus Biden case, where the attorney generals of Louisiana and Missouri have filed suit against the Biden administration for using government entities, government individuals, government resources to influence and shape and censor individuals over COVID policy.
Yeah. And Jimmy, I know the Missouri was pretty effective in their lawsuit, but I really don't remember how effective was Louisiana in terms of their lawsuit.
Oh, so it's a joint lawsuit between the two of them. And what has happened just recently, I know we've only got a little bit of time here, and we'll have to finish and roll into the next segment as well. Anthony Fauci was forced to be deposed by this in this trial. He came up with over 170 I don't know answers on his questions. Jen Psaki, the spokesperson, and senior members of the Biden administration will now be forced to testify under oath on their influence and how they use their government assets in order to silence people.
Got to take that break right now. Got a break for the news. You guys will be right back.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.